You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is a nonprofit organization focused on enlightening and empowering small business owners to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to really help them separate themselves and stand apart and be competitive in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. Well, today's topic is a little different. We're actually going to utilize and talk about how technology plays a role. But the goal here for this podcast topic today is talking about the power of networking. So the topic is titled Serving Before Selling, the Law of Increase. And we have a special guest. His name is Steve Ramona. He is the host of the Pantheon Alliance Mastermind and has current membership of over 55 millionaires and billionaires. He's a super connector. He loves connecting people so that they can build partnerships and joint ventures. And he discovered networking was really the deal that works at a very young age. So now he's all on fire to help others do the same. He is on a mission to teach the world how to network correctly. That's the important part, correctly, using his number one ranked podcast titled Doing Business with a Servant's Heart, which has thousands of listeners. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Steve Ramona.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm so fired up to be here. It's a great title.
It is. I love your whole essence, serving, right? You serving first. And now I've always told our listeners, I'm like, Tech with Heart, the whole reason I'm even here is because I felt God call me to step into this leadership role to help business owners not only stop being afraid to embrace technology, but technology is super incredible and efficient and can create all kinds of wonderful things inside of your business to help you grow. But it always comes down to, are you using it correctly? And so your topic around this idea of networking, but networking correctly, I can't wait for you to share what really works, because I started out a long time ago and I remember I was not networking correctly and I burned some bridges. So I can't wait to have you share your wonderful words of wisdom around networking. So let's talk about the value. What is the value of a network?
It is, to me, everything. I use this phrase, you're all listening are in the people asset investment business. What does that mean? You need people, clients, prospects, competitors, they're all people. And you need them in some form or matter. How do you get that asset to be an investment that's positive? Well, you bring them value. You mentioned it earlier, and thank you for the wonderful introduction, the law of increase, bringing value to every person you run into. That doesn't mean they're going to be your client. That doesn't mean you're going to be their client. It's bringing value. Every single meeting I've been in over the last 18 months or so, I've brought value. And it could be an introduction. It could be a resource. It could be a tip. It could be a partnership I see. I'm actually going to do it with Michelle when we get done here. I've got some great resources for her to help the foundation. But always thinking, how can I uplift somebody? And it could be, and it's very true, behind Michelle's right shoulder is a beautiful little poster or something about Tech with Heart Foundation. It's very cool. I like it. It catches my eye. Doing little things like that, edifying people and having that mindset of bringing value and just being excited about it.
So there's the value of your network is basically who do you know and who do they know? And it just keeps going out there. But you mentioned the value that you're able to bring to them. That's also value. So there's value of what you can bring into their world, building that network, and then the value of having a big network. And it's not always about that favor, that quid pro quo. No. If you go in with that kind of an attitude, then you're not truly there to serve and trying to uplift. I like what you said about uplift and just continue to bring value. One of my mentors once said, when you go into an event and you're meeting people you don't know, you know, act like you've got like that towel over your arm, like a waiter would, and just be like, well, rather than just you spewing what you do for them and how you can help them, you first learn like more about them. How can I serve you? Or what are, you know, I love that whole visual. I'm a
yeah.
visual.
No, and I love it. And a lot of women I work with are visual, so I'm very understanding of that. And you mentioned in person. And here's a great tip. And I love, I'm going to bring value to this show. When you meet people in person, we're doing it more and more now. I just was in an event in Utah for 2 days, as I mentioned to you, is when you meet somebody, Tommy, well, during your conversation, Tommy, I hear you're saying this. Tommy, I'm so excited for you. Mention their name 3 or 4 times. You'll remember it after. It's such a big tip. And I go into restaurants and grocery stores. It's the same thing. When I see the clerk's name on there, say it Safeway. Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much for bagging my groceries. So fantastic. The looks you get and the energy level is off the charts. So there's one tip of building your network. Now, you're not going to remember their names. But if you don't remember, politely say, excuse me, what was your name again? I know it's been a while. Oh, it's Michelle. Hey, Michelle, great to see you. You know, people love that more than say the wrong name. Oh, hey, Debbie. Oh, no, my name's Michelle. So ask, be very servant heart driven. I know we met a while ago. I don't remember your name. What was your name again? I was always afraid to do that. Once I learned that, oh God, it's so powerful.
So here's the tip though, right, Steve, is that if you ask them again to remind you of what their name is, be in a headspace where you're ready to receive it, and then find and make it a point this time to do some sort of a mind game to get yourself to remember it. Like I play this game where I'm like, okay, so let me just relate it to this. And then that will help me trigger that thought when I see that person again. I love that. Tips to help you be more personable. People value people who actually took the time to remember their name. It sits and resonates on a whole nother level. So that's a good tip. Very good.
Here's another tip on the flip side. So people remember you and your name. Because audience, I get 3 to 5 referrals daily, sometimes many more for the last 18 months. And I don't say that because of me being so good. I'm not. I'm like anybody else. But what I do different is I take action with this value. So what you do is when you meet people, bring them value. You start listening to them. I have a principle. It's called the ASLA principle, A-S-L-A. Ask, shut up, listen, and ask. And using that principle when you're meeting people in person or virtually, you get to learn about them. You can't bring value. You can't uplift. You can't transform people if you don't know anything about them. If I knew nothing about you today, Michelle, how could I bring you value? But I know you have a foundation. I know it's a passion of yours. And I've got some great introductions I'm going to do to help with your foundation. So it's so important. If you can learn to ask questions, it's a game changer. Because you're going to learn. Introverts always tell me, well, I can't talk to people. You can. You have the biggest advantage in the world because you just ask, hey, what's your challenges in your foundation, Michelle? And you shut up and listen. And then just come up with another question. Well, I heard you say this. What makes you so passionate about it? You see what I'm doing? It's a built-in conversation maker, Michelle. It's so much fun to do.
It really, really is. Networking is absolutely one of my favorite parts about being a business owner. And I have so many really cool ideas. We're building out some 3D workspaces for remote teams. And we're going to be able to use these 3D workspaces as online networking events as well in a metaverse type of environment, but being authentically ourselves. I'm very excited about it because I know that there's value in networking in physical person, but there's also just value in networking with people online, but I want to just break away from this Zoom like mold. I'm stuck in this, like, you know. So I'm really super excited about continuing to find and leverage technology to make networking even more robust, because there's a place and a time for it, right? And you do need, I know maybe we can talk a little bit about this, the identifying, you know, where to spend your time, but you talked about the value of your network, and then you already kind of talked a little bit about some ways to help you remember people's names, and then also just listening. That is so huge. Most of the time, entrepreneurs are excited to start sharing what's going on in their space, that they're not really fully present when the other person is sharing. I know I've been guilty of it too. So I'm glad you mentioned that listen part. But what are some other tools that you can do to build your network, Steve?
When you jump on a one-on-one, be the first to lead. Be the first to ask that question. And why? Well, I can start learning. I did it yesterday with a lady that was was an interesting call. It kind of was going the wrong way. And not in a bad way, but I didn't know much about her. And I started out, hey, what's your challenges? What's your goal? Things. And she told me everything about her life. And then afterwards, she sent me a referral because I took the time to learn about her. So if you're comfortable with it, you don't have to do this, but I'm always, when I jump on, ask a question. I'm the first to ask the question. I want to learn more about you. Here's my question. That's a tip. Follow up is the other part of your network. You know, I've got thousands of people in there, probably 10,000. I use tech called the brain, and literally is brain going on the computer, and I could put Michelle Calloway and all the people I introduced her to and all their information. So I can look at it, go, I haven't talked to Michelle in a while, fire off an email. Hey, let's catch up. Let's see what's going on with you.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
A technology tool that helps you organize all of the people and leave yourself notes and prompt you to like stay, because that follow-up is so huge. Can you speak a little bit about how many times, because you've been doing this for a long time. So yeah. How many times can you tell is a must? Like, what is like the minimum amount of follow-ups and outreaches in order for things to really start like getting traction and things are happening?
If you do it right, it's unlimited. And that means you don't go and meet Michelle today and then 6 weeks later, are you ready to go? Here's my link to get started. Don't start pitching them. It should be, and the time frame's up to you, how many in your network. You figure out, because I don't think there's a real number, but you just follow up. Hey, I've been thinking about you, Michelle. Let's jump on a call and see what's going on. Because here's the power of the follow-up. I met you maybe 7, 8 weeks ago. Let's say 8 weeks ago, right? Well, my life has changed. I've got an opportunity that happened 2 weeks ago to help your foundation. Every follow-up you do, we're meeting new people. Things are changing in our business. New things are happening. Old things are changing. So it's powerful. It's my, when I mentor business owners and entrepreneurs, I tell them, you must do this. You must meet 10 to 15 new people every week. So a 40-hour week, 30-minute call, that's 5 hours. Still leaves you 35 to 45 hours to do your work and do what you need to do. But here's the value of it. January of 2020, right before COVID, I got asked to sell a digital business card. I eventually became a part owner. And I woke up, or Sunday, I was, you know, getting ready for my Monday day. And I'm like, I just got introduced to this networking group. You know what I'm going to do? They have 20 meetings a week. I've been going to 10 to 15 meetings a week and just meet people. Did that for 6 weeks. At the 6 week mark, I was the number one salesperson with the company and I met 500 new people. Because again, people are assets. It's compounding. I met Michelle. I meet Debbie. I meet Tony. Tony goes, oh my God, here's a company that needs 10 digital business cards. Great. Let me talk to them. Boom. They buy 10 digital business cards. But when you meet people, it's not just the people you meet. It's who their network is. Who is Michelle's network? I can know right away, you probably have a few nonprofits in your network that I'm going to share with this opportunity, because that's how I think. Now, that person might be your client too. And that's fantastic as well. But to me, Think about this, audience. This is so powerful. I could have Michelle as my client, and that's great. But you want to do even better? You want to uplift yourself? Because I believe in serving yourself as much as serving others. Is I get 12 clients from Michelle because she introduces me to 20, 25 people. Let's go ROI. We're here to make money. Your foundation needs to make money. I need to make money. Are you going to make more money as Michelle as your client? Or those 12 people that became clients that you're going to serve like crazy and uplift them. So you always want to think about it's a numbers game.
Yes. And it's a, what do you call it? Like that, where it goes out and just keeps going out like the ripple effect, you know? This is so good. This is also taps into this value of making sure that you're building up a good reputation for yourself, because people get excited when they do meet people and connect, and you're a connector. So there's two different people that tend to go to events. Those the connectors, and then there's those that are looking to just get clients, you know. And so being a connector is a mega status in a networking group. And all of us should want to be more of a connector because, again, we're serving others, but in the end, you get a return. It's not like that's the reason you're doing it. It needs to be genuine because people can see through this notion that you're there to serve them, but ultimately you're just really trying to serve yourself. So it's kind of a hand in hand, but one needs to be a lot more prominent. And I think that that is where you come from. You come from that heart space that you just genuinely are authentically here to serve others. You're just really good at it. And so this law of reciprocity just kind of happens. Am I correct on that?
It's a flywheel. And I'll give you another great story. I'm a big story guy. I believe when you're on a podcast and you're speaking stories. So I met a gentleman Saturday, another referral. We start talking. I start asking questions. I start bringing him value. He had some horrific stuff in his life happen. We cried through that. Literally, I get emotional. They get emotional. I have another lady crying, talking about it. And when you get to that point, Michelle, in your network, now it's much more. It's just not a network. It's family. And a lot of my people are family and community. If you can get to that point, don't need to, but when you do. So we kept talking and gave him some tips, and he's going to be a guest on my podcast. I've got this text about an hour later. I know he was crying because I could just tell what he wrote. I am so blessed to have met you today. I can see so much hope in my life. You've so open to me, da, 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 da. Why I say that, and it happens a lot to me, is think of Christmas. You're a six-year-old. You wake up earlier than any day of the year because it's Christmas. You want to beat everybody. You want to open your presents. Your parents might say, hey, I'll let you get up at 6, whatever it is. So you run, you open your present. How does that 6, 7, 8-year-old feel? Oh, my God, I got the – you know, we've all been through it. We've seen our kids go through it. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. But here's the flip side. That 6, 7, 8-year-old's probably made a gift in school to give to their parents. Maybe they – got something for their siblings. That Christmas gift exchange is how I feel every single day. I want you to think about that. I'm getting fired up right now because every time I talk about it, it's just so awesome how you feel when you do bring this uplift and build your network through this. It is the most wonderful thing.
I absolutely love that whole scene. I love that whole energy, that passion, that excitement. I was just talking to my husband about this the other day. I'm like, I love going up to people that I don't know. I get excited because I don't know who they are. I don't know. I can't wait to like get to know them a little bit because you just don't know. You could potentially be talking to your next best friend. You don't know. Yeah, I mean, I just love that idea that, you know, each one of us has a value and how important it is to truly help others feel seen and valued. And you will grow. I always say tech with heart. The reason why we mention the heart part is because you can't be in business without building relationships with other human beings. They're the ones that are doing business with you. Technology is meant to be invisible behind the scenes. It's just a tool to help you stay and reminded about this or organized in this way. But it's not meant to be like AI is coming in to remove our need to connect and to do business with one another. So don't fear that. Just learn how to embrace it so you can be more freed up to do this amazing thing, which is connecting with other human beings, right?
So cool. Just the way you said it, it is. And here's the thing I want people to understand. I've been on 150 shows this year. I love every one of them. I'm loving this show. Is I'll get messages or people go, you know, Steve, it's great. That's you. But audience, anybody can do this. It's like anything, working with your CRM, working on Zoom, let's use tech. You need to practice using tech to learn about. You need to educate yourself. It's no different with a servant's heart. Practice it. Go out and be intentional about it. When you go to the grocery store, look for people you can help with. And then maybe you get in a conversation, like you said, Michelle, so wonderfully, so beautiful. You said that. And you never know. Next thing he goes, you know what? My cousin owns a company. He may need to hire you. I've had that happen at a grocery store. I didn't get a client every time, but I did get a friend because I didn't pitch him. But I was there to, as you were just saying, bring value to them. So practice it. An extrovert, the other part is always the flip side. I was just on a big TV show and he goes, okay, I've never been asked this. And it's a great question. What do extroverts do? Well, you got to shut up. Introverts will shut up. We have to shut up because we get, I'm one of those. You're like me, I could tell. You get excited. Just shut up and listen. It's such a beautiful thing.
I love it. So, just to make sure that we have covered, I know you had mentioned earlier the servant's heart, this whole idea of bringing value. What else would you like to share regarding transaction versus I'm sorry, transformation versus transaction in this world of networking? And can you wrap it up pretty quickly so that we can put a little period at the end of this, because this is the value part, right? You're going back to the value, but please share any other thoughts that you have regarding that.
You get a client tomorrow without building a relationship, how long are they going to stay with you? Or you build that relationship with somebody for 6 weeks, what are you going to get there? Your long-term value of your client is very important because that's how you make your money. So you've got to build that relationship. And the other side is how many referrals are you going to get from that short-term pitched relationship or that long-term built relationship? You're going to get many more referrals from that than you will the first one.
Well, okay, so I know we're getting ready to roll out this SaaS product. That's going to be those 3D spaces, and it's going to allow people to go ahead and purchase those spaces without necessarily having to meet with me first. But what I do anticipate on doing is making sure that I do request to meet with them so that I can learn a little bit more about them and then empower them to be even more effective in using of that tool to help their teams build more camaraderie and build more rapport and build that company culture and whatnot. So that's beautiful. You can use the technology to make the transaction simpler and easier for the end user, but don't forget that power of connecting, because you're right. The lifetime value of having that relationship behind the use of whatever is really the goal. That is really the goal. And you learn so much too by connecting with people. You learn more by asking them questions. Like you said, listen, and then take that information and turn it and around and become a better version of you and your service that you're offering or whatnot.
It's perfect. No, it's well said. Well
Steve,
said. You're building a relationship real quick. Excuse me.
okay.
You've built a relationship. Yeah, you can transact right away, but I love your scenario. You're building a relationship as they transact. Perfect.
Exactly. So I know, Steve, you are a master connector, and I'm understanding that you would be willing to allow people to reach out to you from this podcast. Can you share how they could reach out to you, please?
You can email me at steveR1961@gmail.com or my office number 408-642-6288 or Steve Ramone on LinkedIn. I live on LinkedIn. That's where I do a lot of my mentoring, a lot of my connections, and put my podcast, my TV show on there so you can have access to me there.
Wonderful. Thank you. Please take advantage of the fact that he's open to having that conversation with you and getting to know you and seeing what he can do to assist and help you. Please also be open to doing more connecting and networking with others, using technology or showing up in your local communities. There's so much going on in your local community you probably aren't even taking full advantage of that would really benefit just your own visibility and your own reputation in your own local community. Steve, what is a thought or a phrase that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are listening right now?
Get better 1% every day. It's October 23rd today. 100 days left in the year. Maybe it's, let's say it's 80 days. If you improved 80% at the end of this year, would 2025 look a little better? I'll let you answer that.
So set yourself a goal, right? Yeah, set that goal. And then what Steve was saying, get to the point where you're connecting with 15 to 20 new people a week. Watch as your business explodes. Just watch. It's pretty exciting. Thank you so much for all your valuable insights, Steve. I know you have so much more to share. But if you are tuning in right now and you are a small business owner, first I want to say congratulations. You've accepted the hardest job that there is in the world. But Tech with Heart Foundation and the Tech with Heart Business Network are here to enlighten you to what is actually working in today's digital business landscape. This concept of networking isn't necessarily techie, but it can be tech used. Like you can use tech to make that network grow. So there's always an element of technology that you can use in your business to help you further your mission and to do it more effectively, more efficiently. So if you would like to continue to learn and grow as an entrepreneur, we invite you to come check out techwithheartnetwork.com. And you can even apply to speak on the area of expertise that you bring to the table that you believe is valuable in today's digital business landscape to share with our small business entrepreneurial audience. We would love to have you. Just go to techwithheartnetwork.com and fill out the application there to speak. And we'll get you know, to find out if it's a good fit and we'll get you going. We're all here to enlighten and empower you and to serve and grow alongside one another because when we're doing it together, like Steve said, there's value in building that network out. So here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.